today is Sunday, September 2008, and Mark has been up all night long, so if we seem a little bit tired, and we seem a little out of it, maybe everybody will have a little bit more empathy for what's going on in this service. Do we have a selection?
Thy will. the path for me. Smooth let it be or rough, it still will be the best. Winding or straight, it matters not, it leads me to thy rest. I dare not choose my lot, I would not if I might, but choose thou for me, O my Lord, so shall I walk aright. The kingdom that I seek is thine, so let the way that leads to it, O Lord, be thine, else I must surely stray. Not mine the choice, if things be great or small. Be thou my guide, my guard, my strength, my wisdom and my all.
Well,
place of all on earth most sweetest, is the blood by mercy seat. It is the blood by mercy seat. There is a scene where spears blend, where friends hold fellowship with friends. Thunder far by faith and meet, round one call and mercy seat. Round one call and mercy seat. Ah, where could we flee brave when tempted, desolate, dismayed? Or how the host of hell defeated, suffering saints no mercy seat. And suffering saints no mercy seat. There on eagle's wings we soar, sin and guilt seem there no more, and confound our soul to meet glory crowns of mercy seat, glory crowns of mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget her skill, my tongue be silent, cold and still. Bounty for forgive to me, I forget the mercy seat, I forget the mercy seat.
Well, dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us today. We know it's been a hard night, and we know that Mark has had a terrible time with his mind last night. Glad that he can sing the hymns this morning. Pray that you would be with us today. Guide our thoughts in the service, we pray, and give us the strength to continue in Jesus' name. Well, today I've been thinking quite a bit about Jacob and Joseph. Jacob loved his son Joseph a lot. He would have done anything for Joseph. He made him a coat of many colors. His brothers were jealous of him, and they wanted to take his life. They wanted him out of there. Every time they looked at him, they were reminded about how much their father loved Joseph. They were jealous of Joseph. And Joseph was taken and thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, taken down into Egypt. And we know the story, how Joseph was falsely charged and thrown in prison for 7 years. This is after being taken from his family, sold into slavery, taken into Egypt, and then falsely accused and thrown into prison. 39th chapter of Genesis, it says, verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound. He was there in prison. It's a pretty sad story, you know. Think about it. It seemed like providence was against Joseph all the way. It seemed like he didn't have anything to look forward to. Here he was away from his family in Egypt and now in prison. But there's another verse that tells a little different side of the story, and that's in verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. like a strange turn of events here. Sometimes when it seems like the whole world is going against us, and there doesn't seem to be any light at the tunnel, it seems as though God had turned his back on Joseph. Here he had allowed him to be sold into slavery and put into prison, false charges against him, but yet it says the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Well, we know about the ongoing challenge. Joseph then told the two dreams of the baker and the butler. We know the outcome, and yet they didn't remember him until way on down the line. And then we see how that Joseph told the dream of Pharaoh. And it says in the 41st chapter, 41, Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. They brought him hastily out of the dungeon, shaved his head, and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. I have heard of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. Notice Joseph didn't take any of the credit. Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh the answer. And so we know the answer was given to Joseph by God. And we know how that Joseph gave him the answer about the famine, and how he counseled him to set aside food so they would have food. And in verse 39, he says unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these things, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy words shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a golden chain about his neck. Made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. What a difference now. Here we saw in his early life, he was rejected by his family, he was cast out, cast into a dungeon, sold into slavery, cast into prison, and here he is now, second in command over all of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land in Egypt. He was 30 years old. It says in verse 46, so he was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And we know the story, how that providentially God used all of these terrible events that happened in Joseph's early life to not only save himself but save his brothers and his father. We know the story about how that his brothers came down to Egypt to buy food, and we know that story. And in the 45th chapter, Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and he and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled and his presence. So he says in verse 7, God sent me before you to preserve you, a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. He hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all of his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. So he gave God all the credit for this whole thing. It's not hard to blame God when we're going through struggles. It's real easy to blame everybody else. We don't want to give God the credit, though, when he gives us deliverance. We want to take credit for that. And of course, Jacob, who was renamed Israel, got to see his son again. He thought he was dead. He thought he'd been killed by wild beasts. That's what his brothers had said. Go with the 46th chapter, and he says in verse 30, Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. And so we see there was a great deliverance there by God for Jacob and all of his sons, and of course Joseph. And so maybe we need to be reminded that when we're going through all this stuff, it doesn't seem possible that we can continue to go on, but we need to look at the life of Joseph and be remembered how that it ended for Joseph with deliverance. Look at other people's lives in the Bible, like Job, how much he had gone through. Elijah had gone through a lot, but he was caught up in a chariot forever to be with God. Look at the life of Jesus himself. He was born into a lowly stable, was rejected by the Jews, the people in high places in the synagogues and so on. He was eventually killed by them. But yet, God has given him a name that's greater than any name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, sometimes when we go through these things, it's natural for us to ask the question why, but it's also helpful if we look at the lives of people like Joseph. And Jacob was loved while yet in his mother's womb, and God showed not only Jacob mercy, but he also showed Joseph mercy. Also see Job. You see other figures in the Bible. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, started out, and he was not a happy man, but he ended his life in the arms of God, as did Peter, as did all of the apostles, except for Judas. And so anyway, we have to look at these things and realize that when things are going against us, God, in his own timing, if we're his people, will have mercy on us, show us mercy. Do we have a selection? 1, 2, 3, 116A.
Call on him who bows his ear to me. The courts of heaven.
pray you go with us this week. Help us to remember the stories and the lives of those you rescued. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.